Well, praise the Lord. Welcome all of you out here this morning. I hope you came to get a blessing because God's ready to bless. He's in the blessing business right now. He's in the restoration business. And he knows all things, right? He knows the deepest secrets in your hearts. Well, Father, I thank you for the opportunity to teach your word again this morning. I thank you, Father God, for every heart that came out to hear your word. And Father, move among your people this morning. Touch them. Revive them. Set them free. And Father, I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, this morning I want to start a series on wounded. There's a lot of wounding in the body of Christ. A lot of people are wounded and don't know how to get out of it. There's, you have wounds from way back when. You think you got over them and all of a sudden you realize, no, you're not over them. And so I'm going to start this morning, but then this evening I'm going to teach you what God told me to teach on. But I thought this was important, seeing how God brought this to the forefront. This is a prophetic word God gave me on June the 21st. He said, "It is serious time for my family of believers. Do you not understand how serious the hour is? Do you not understand what it is at stake here? Do you not really understand what you are called forth to do? So many wounded soldiers lying all around and nobody healed enough to assist them." See, nobody's healed enough to assist the ones that are wounded. Why? That is the biggest question I can possibly ask. You have been given the word. You have been sitting under my glory for quite some time now. My son, blood does run through your veins. Where are the true glory carriers at this given time? What drumbeat are you marching to? I sent out a new song years ago, but who has heard it and who is dancing to it? He said, the new song is victory. So we shouldn't be wounded. We should be healed so we can help the wounded. Then on June the 22nd, I said, Father, why am I so sad tonight? And why do I want to cry? All I want to do is just sit and cry. He said, another wounded soldier has bit the dust. The enemy has had his way once again. When will even the wounded ones stand up and fight? You see, he's upset with the wounded ones. When will the wounded ones even stand up and fight? There is fight in them. There is still my power flowing through them. What does my word say about those who cause one of my little ones to fall? It says, woe. The Pharisees and Sadducees are all around in my house. They can't get clean, and therefore they defile others. And that's when you're wounded, you aren't clean, and then your woundedness hurts other people. All right? I am disgusted with the wounded ones. My word tells them to fight the good fight of faith. It does not tell them to lie down and play dead. Truth be known, woundedness is everywhere in my body, and no one is exempt from it. And then Matthew 23:25-27 says, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you cleanse the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they are full of extortion and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisee, first cleanse the inside of the cup and dish, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but inside are full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness. This time the body of Christ gets their wounds taken care of. They should have been taken care of a long time ago, so that when the wounded come in, we aren't guilty of re-wounding them or wounding them even more than what they already are. All right, then Victoria Boyson put out this word. This is all God. This is just a prophetic word straight from God. He said, you are powerful and fearless. The Father says to you, if you shine your light, you will get the world's attention. If you're wounded, you can't shine your light. The cruelty of the masses will turn its attention on you. Those who say they are Christians but are not will try to destroy you and dim your light. All the darkness in the world will suddenly be exposed as my beloved rises in the radiance of my Son, Jesus the Christ. Beloved, you've been told countless things that have made it difficult for you to understand your purpose or how you are to fulfill your mission. You've been told how small you are, how wicked and evil your heart is. That's why I had the song service that I had. We need to be reinforced of who our God really is and who we are in God. And just to really encourage us that God does use the broken. God does use the prodigals. And God does use the misfits. And the ones who think they're all that and then some, he's not going to use them. And God told us a couple years ago this was time when the first would be last. And the last first. And so I'd be careful if I was you. You might think you're all that and then some, but you know what? God can take a prodigal and take your place. I really want the body of Christ to understand that we have to be healed so that we can deal with the wounded ones. And if you're totally healed, you won't get upset when somebody says something to you that you don't like. That will show you how wounded you really are, with how you react to what people do and say to you. All right, you've been wounded by accusation and slander. Come on. You've been wounded by accusation and slander. Yet you are not what they say you are. You are powerful, fruitful, kind, and self-sacrificing. Quit listening to the devil. You have been lied to, but you are not who they say you are. You are much more powerful and fearless than you could ever imagine. I need you to know who you are in me, though the darkness rages against you. Do not fear. Beloved, you've lost your way, and the woundedness you've suffered has caused your heart to grow bitter. That is so true. And we think our heart is full of love and compassion, and it really isn't, because when somebody comes against you, your woundedness shows up and shows you what's really down deep inside of your heart. How many of you can say that things that happened to you years ago, you forgot about them, you've gotten over them, you've forgiven, but all of a sudden they're all those thoughts are starting to come back to you? And I asked God, I said, why is that? He says, the enemy trying to make you believe that you're still caught up in that stuff. He said, don't listen to the lies of the enemy. If you listen to the lies of the enemy, you're going to be wounded. You're going to be re-wounded by those situations that happened years ago. You tried to endure, You tried to endure and be who you were told you should be, but now you are afraid and discouraged. Come on. The bitterness of your heart has opened you up to danger and made you vulnerable to the designs of the enemy. Now, how many of you can honestly say that right now you're going about your business happy as you be, and all of a sudden some dumb thing pops up? Then you have to fight that thing, get rid of it, because it's trying to take you out. Your vulnerability has caused the enemy to rise up in presumptive aggression against you. And they've been made fearless in their boldness to ruin you. They really think they can destroy you, my friend. However, they do not realize that I have caused them to war against you. You see that? God said, I caused them to war against you. Why? Because I needed you to know who you are in me. I needed you to realize your power and understand your purpose. Come on. You are not alive in this hour to be trampled and see the destruction of my body. No, you are here in this hour because I knew that when you realized who you are, you would walk with me in the authority I've given to you. You will become the light I knew you would become. My church is the most powerful force on the earth, but they do not know it yet. And see, this is why the enemy keeps trying to bring up your old wounds, because he doesn't want you to know how powerful you really are. And he wants to keep making you think that you're always going to slip up. And he's going to always come at you with everything that he has. He is relentless. And he'll keep working and working and working and working until he has you down and even out for the count. There are voices on the earth trying desperately to restore the heart of my beloved, but they are being viciously attacked. In other words, God is trying to restore you, but the enemy is coming at you with everything he has. They are declaring the power of my kingdom, my favor, and my love, but the wolves have tried to gobble them up with slander and accusation. And what God is saying here, that his beloved ones, his ministers, are out there trying with every fiber of their being to get the word out there and get hope and restoration out there, but the enemy's coming after the messenger and trying to destroy the messenger so the message doesn't get out. So if you're under attack, it's because you're trying to give a message. God's trying to use you to be the messenger, and the enemy wants to destroy you because he doesn't want you to get that message out there and to set the captives free. All right, we are supposed to be ambassadors of heaven, God says. As your enemies rage against you, you need to know who you are. Why do you allow the darkness to lead you? You are the light. Come on. You know, those songs that we sang, the last two songs, are so powerful. If you just really listen to what they said, you would understand who you are in Christ. And God isn't sitting around looking at your past sins. He's not even looking at the sins you're doing today. He's pouring out more grace upon you to build you up and to make you the vessel of honor that he desires you to be. Did you think that having begun to live by my spirit, you could switch to slinging mud? Come on, these God's talking to anointed ministers who are wounded and are hurting other sheep. Did you think that having begun to live by my spirit, you could switch to slinging mud? Yes, truly the world is dark. That is why I sent you here. Fear is covering the earth. Hatred is oppressing the hearts and minds of men. That is why I breathe my breath and power in you. Darkness and despair have overtaken the people of the earth, yet my glory has risen up in you. You are to shine. Are you listening here? Come on. You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. There was a young man just got out of prison. He's been in prison for 10 years, and he just got out of prison a couple months ago, and he had to come by this way to do something personal, but he stopped by, and he told my grandson, your grandmother is a mighty prayer warrior. She even prayed over me one time. These people were on drugs, and they killed people. He said, she prayed for me one time, and I never forgot that touch as she prayed for me, even when I was in a stupor. See, he said, I want to see your mother again, but I didn't know he wanted to see me, and I was busy doing something else, and he left. But I'm going to tell you right now, people, if you'll let your light shine, it will touch people's lives. Now, this man, he was on drugs. He was at my house acting like a fool, and I didn't carry on with him. I didn't kick him out. I walked up to him, and I said, let me pray for you. All right? Because the man needed prayer. He didn't need to be kicked around. Are you listening? Come on. All right. Darkness and despair have overtaken the people of the earth, yet my glory has risen up in you. You are here to shine. You are the light of the world. I wish we get that in our spirit. Like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see so that everyone will praise and love your Heavenly Father. Matthew 5:14-16. See, this is all God speaking now, all right? He said, no one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. You know how he always talked in parables. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise and love your Heavenly Father. They're looking at you because you profess to know Jesus Christ. They're looking at you for love and protection. Instead, your light is not shining. Your light is very, very dim. And instead, you're wounding them more than they already are. I don't care what title they carry. That does not exempt them from being wounded. Are you listening? And it is time we quit wounding the sheep. I said the other day that the Lighthouse is not a hospital anymore. We destroy more than we heal. And God has said the Lighthouse is to be a hospital. So we cannot be going around wounding the sheep. We have to be ministering to the sheep no matter what they do to us. Are you all listening here? Truly, you are the light of the world. Get that in your spirit. Guys, if you profess to know Jesus Christ, then you are the light of the world. I have called you to be my ambassadors of heaven. I have called you to administer the power of the heavens. Your light comes from me, from my home. As you live in me, your light will be unquenchable and piercingly bright, penetrating the darkness of earth. We are not penetrating the darkness, guys. And our light has to shine brighter than it is right now this morning. Yes, you are indeed a city set high up on a hill, shining the light of my hope and glory to the world. You were created for this hour. Don't you all understand? We were created for this time frame because this is when God is doing a brand new thing on the earth. This has started a new 40-year period, and he wants to use every one of you in here to build this new kingdom. In other words, he's trying to get a people together who will follow him with all their heart and be full of love and compassion, and so you can heal the brokenhearted that he's going to send into the house of God. I'm hearing him say you have to do this with compassion and grace and long suffering. You're going to have to put up with things you don't usually put up with, but that's the only way you're going to be able to save this lost and dying world. Come on. Get it in your spirit. You were created for this hour to declare my goodness and radiate my likeness into the darkness. As my children, you are the reigning power of the universe and have authority to administer my justice. I have prepared you for this hour. I'm sorry, I have prepared this hour for you. Do not miss your day of visitation. I just heard God say that. If you miss your day of visitation right now, he's not going to use you. You're going to go out there all on your own, but his power and his glory will not be with you. I'm hearing God say we have to clean it up. I'm hearing him say something, you have to take a new bath. You have to get the filth and the grime off of you that you've collected over the years, and you have to be radiant for him. This is our time. Don't miss your time. I think I gave a prophetic word of the day where God said it's time to cross over the Jordan. And, you know, this is what it's at. He said he's not going to come back and get us again. He says, declare boldly my love for mankind. As you decree and declare my miraculous power, do not shy away from declaring the gospel of my son to the nations. Declare boldly my love for mankind. Though darkness rages against you, do not fear. As you stand for my love, you may feel small and vulnerable, and you will, but I will give you the words to speak that will disarm the hostility of darkness. For they are truly hungry and will be moved by your persistence to win them. Your steps will be sure and certain, for you have only my strength to save you from their wrath. All you have is God's strength to save you from what the enemy is throwing at you. And I'm going to tell you right now, the enemy is on a nonstop assignment to kill. And if you don't walk in the love walk, if your foundation is not love, and if you're not secure in the arms of the Father, you will be killed spiritually. If you shine your light, you will get the world's attention. Every step they take towards you with the intent to destroy you will cool the hatred that possesses them. Do not respond to their anger, but reveal to them who they truly are as I give you the words to speak. They think they are coming after you because they hate you, but really I am sending them to you because they are so lost in the emptiness of their stolen heart and the wounds created from living in darkness. See, God's sending people who are wounded to you so that you can bring the love of Christ to them and help heal their woundedness. But instead, what is happening because you're wounded and they do something you don't like, then you re-wound them and make them go back a couple paces. I have situations in my own home that I have to be very, very careful of how I speak and how I act because the progress has been made in these people. I could very easily make them go backwards. J. just by saying a couple words, I could make them go backwards. So I have to really gauge my words every day. I have to watch everything I do right now because I do not want to be guilty of re-wounding these people. They've come a long way, but they're still wounded. Are you listening? I would really suggest to everybody in here, you go before God and say, whatever woundedness I have in me, Lord, remove it so that I can be a light that shines bright for you and that I don't wound anybody, but I become the healer. All right, that you become the healer and not the wounder. Remember, they have been lied. We're talking about these wounded people. Remember, they have been lied to, and they too have been told they are someone they are not. They have felt noble in their hatred of you. It has become their dark purpose and has even come to define what they believe is their existence. People who constantly come against you really believe God wants, that's what your purpose is in life, is to destroy them. And there's nothing you can do, nothing you can say to make them stop. All you can do is let your light shine. Been there doing that right now. So I know what I'm talking about, guys. You can do this thing if you have your woundedness taken care of. If you're not already wounded, you'll be able to minister to people. All right? As you begin to tell them who they really are and the purposes they were created for, you will begin to see for yourself the purposes for which I have destined you to fulfill. You will discover the answers you were looking for. I will make it obvious to you. You will not miss it. You know, we just need to, when we're ministering to people, we need to be conscious of the voice of the Father. We need to be listening to every word He is whispering to us. You know, and like He told me last night, I desire to whisper to you. I desire to bring my still small voice to you. He doesn't want to hit you over the head with a club. He doesn't want to build a big fire. He doesn't want to bring the thunder and the lightning. But He wants to speak to you with a still small voice. When you're ministering to somebody, when you're speaking, you can hear that still small voice, and He's going to tell you what to say and how to act. Then your light is shining. He says, I have given you my love for them. Oh-ho. We don't believe that. We don't even believe God even loves us. So how are we going to know that? How are we going to spread love to somebody else? Come on. I have given you my love for them, and this love is your armor to defend against the hostility that holds them captive. You can trust my love, but it will melt their defensiveness. As their heart is restored to them, the hunger for the light that is hidden inside them, see their light's in there, will emerge, and the darkness that has encased them will fall away. You know, people who are schizophrenia have so many personalities inside of them, and you never know what personality you're dealing with, but what you have to understand is you're dealing with a person who has a heart, a soul, a spirit, and a mind. And you're not so concerned about what personality is showing, but what you're concerned about is the person themselves. Amen. Even you will be surprised with what you will see in them. Their humanity will come forth and take your breath away. This is your hour to invade the darkness, church. Like a mother, you will feel a supernatural connection to them and want to care for them. As they grow in my strength and their purpose is revealed, you will stand back in awe at what you have done for my kingdom. God's more or less saying you're going to feel like you're the giant itself. But you have to remember it's God in us. It's His light, His glory, His compassion, His long-suffering. The light of my Son will produce great fruitfulness in them, and they will transform the world around them. This is what God is going to do to the prodigals that He's bringing into the house of God. He's going to use those to transform the world. The water of my word and light of my spirit will become their best friends. They will literally become completely brand new. And I wish the body of Christ would become completely brand new. Not the world, but the body of Christ. But see, God's been working with the body of Christ, and the body of Christ has proven to Him that they don't want Him. So that's why He's turned to the world. And the world will transform this world. Believe me, it will. I read an article, started reading it, but didn't finish it. It was saying that the millennials are going to come and destroy the church. And I'm thinking, you dummy, the church has already destroyed itself. And this is why God has started a brand new thing. And these millennials are going to restore the church. See that? People like that will destroy lost souls. Beloved, you were created for this. Please get that in your spirit. You were created for this. This is not the hour of your destruction, but the hour you invade the darkness. The heated anger of darkness is seeking the cooling healing of the power of my presence, and you, my friend, are the carrier of my presence. Shine your light now, right now. Let the love of my heart flow through you and destroy the kingdoms of darkness. I never want to hear one person that is a member of this Lighthouse Church ever hurt anybody. Or I'll ask you to leave. We are here as a hospital. I've always been a hospital. We're going to remain a hospital. And we heal. We don't destroy. And if you're going to start a home church in your home, you need to do the same way. You start that church because you want to be a healer and not a destroyer. You don't want to manifest that. You don't want to let the devil manifest himself within you. You want Jesus Christ to manifest himself. And you want the world to see the truth of who Jesus Christ really is. And he is a light, a bright, bright light for all the world to see. And he's full of love and compassion. All right, so we went through 10 years of a mess, but I'm sorry, that 10 years has passed. And God is doing a brand new thing. And whatever happened to you in those 10 years, it's done. It's over with. You can't change it. And now God is trying to has been trying to transform you into the new vessel of honor and glory that he can work through to save a lost and a dying world. Come on, church. It's time that we rise up and let our light truly shine. There isn't a person in here today, including me, that has not had some really deep wounds. There's not one of us in here this morning that Satan hasn't come to us and used and abused us through other people. And there probably isn't anybody in here today that he still isn't trying to do that too. And he won't let you forget your past. He keeps bringing your past up before you. You're going to have to quit looking at that, because that's not Jesus. Jesus doesn't do that. Jesus tells you how wonderful you are. He tells you how much he loves you. He tells you you're the apple of his eye. He's telling you to forget your past and move on. That's what Jesus does. All those hurts and all those trials and all the tribulations you went through were for a purpose. They were to build your integrity. They were to make you a strong tower that others could run into. But as I look at the body of Christ, I don't see that. I don't see strong towers that others can run to. I see woundedness everywhere. I see people who are weak inside. Outside, they try to act like they're strong towers, but they're not. They're weak inside because they're so wounded, and they will not let go of those wounds. If you're still talking about what somebody did to you when you're supposed to be ministering to somebody, then you're still wounded there in that area. Now, it's all right if you're given a testimony to help somebody you're ministering to. But if you're doing it just because you want to show everybody how you've been wounded, then that's wrong. All right? And as I was reading the scriptures yesterday, and with Paul, he was always talking about himself. But what he was doing was he was using himself as an example to help the church grow. He did not want pity. He was just showing him how God used him, was using him to restore the church. If you never go through any trouble, any woundedness, how are you ever going to be strong? How are you ever going to minister to somebody else that's going through a trial and a tribulation? You won't be able to. And so when God asks you to do something that's out of the ordinary, something you really don't want to do, go ahead and let God use you to do that thing, because in that thing, he's going to teach you something so you can minister to the multitudes. All right. I could never stand up here and understand perversion if God didn't place me in perversion. I wasn't in perversion, but I was placed around everybody else that was. And he opened my eyes to what really is going on in the world at that given time in my ministry. And then I studied about it, and I learned what's going on. I even looked in the Word to see about perversion. It's been going on forever. And then I'm able to love people who are in perversion. I'm able to understand and have compassion for people who are in perversion. I was telling Brother Allen about there was a whole army of men in the Bible that was, God had to bring them in off the battlefield because they were all turned to be homosexuals. You have to tell Brother Allen where that's at because I don't know. I just know it's in there. When I was studying perversion, I ran across it. And so there it was way back then. God, the men were out in battle so long that they were starting to turn. And so he brought them all in so they get that junk out of their system. I call it lust. I don't care what you call it. Amen. So see, God is going to use you in mysterious ways. He's going to have you in situations to test your faithfulness, to see, so you can see how dim your light is. I didn't say bright. So you can see how dim your light is. You know, when you're in a situation that's really trying your patience, what you need to do is go before the Father. Get in the room all by yourself. Go before the Father and say, Father God, you need to show me what this is all about. You need to strengthen me. You need to give me whatever I need to handle this situation. And I don't know about you, but all I do anymore is cry because God is on the throne and God is trying to get a people ready to minister to the lost and the dying. Are you listening? I just feel God's heart. He's so sad because the church is still not, I'm here to say the multitude is still not ready to minister to the multitude of lost that he's wanting to send into the house. You wonder why the glory hasn't fallen yet? Are you ready to minister to them? Have you gotten over your woundedness? Are you still carrying around baggage? You know, the blind lead the blind to both fall in the ditch. I've been really studying a lot about this, and I'm going to be giving more messages on this so that we all understand what this is all about. Because, saints, we're not ready yet to minister to the lost and the dying, and that's a shame. All right, God says, let you shine your light now. Let the love of my heart, let the love of his heart, not your heart, flow through you and destroy the kingdoms of darkness. I have given you the nations as your inheritance. They are your treasure. These people God has given to you as your inheritance, they are your treasure. First of all, they're God's treasure, and he wants to give them to you so you can minister to them just like Jesus does. This treasure will last for eternity, and you will no longer be rejected but overwhelmed by acceptance. This is your hour. This is your hour to truly shine. Are you ready to shine? That's the big question here this morning. Are you ready to let go of all your woundedness, and are you ready to shine? You know, you can let go of your woundedness this morning and still get the teachings later on. But I want to tell you right now, God is saying the avenue is narrow, and you have to get it together now or be rejected by him. I don't care what people have done to you. I was explaining something to somebody last night on an email. I said, you know, one day, Brother Chris is writing a book about me, and God won't let it be released, but one day you'll see. You'll see if you're a servant of God, you're going to suffer. You're going to see if you're a true servant of God, and if you have the love of God, and you have the light of God in you, God's going to use you to dispel darkness in ways that you would never, ever thought he was going to use you. And what I'm saying is, you aren't the ways you want him to use you. But because you are a child of God, and because you have a backbone of steel and a forehead of flint, and because you have said, here I am, Lord, use me, and because you've let the love of Christ flow through you, no matter what anybody's doing to you, God can use you. You know, my desire on my heart was to have my own home, and finally we built our own home. It's no castle, but it's nice enough for me. And you know, the other day, about a couple months ago, I said, God, I don't even care about this house no more. I let go of that earthly thing. And we've been remodeling. It's caused a lot of heartache and a lot of tears. I said, I don't care about this no more. All I want to do is work for your kingdom. I want to build your kingdom. I don't care if to live in a tent. I want to work for you. And you know, I felt a weight drop right off my shoulders because I no longer have to supply for other people because now it's in God's hands. But all the time I was going through all this, I didn't do it with hate. I did it with love. I cried a few tears, but I did it with love. Now what are you doing with your life? Are you suffering for the sake of Christ? Are you taking it the way Jesus wants you to take it? Are you doing it with love and compassion in your heart? And I'm hearing God say, you know, everybody makes mistakes in this life. And who are you to judge somebody else just because you think their mistake is bigger than your mistake? In God's eyes, every mistake is a mistake, right? Every sin is a sin, right? Doesn't matter whether it's big or little, what it is. So who are you to judge? And I'd be very careful if I was you, because the way you're judging somebody else, you're gonna get in that trap too. And then whenever you fall, what are you going to want? Love and compassion, forgiveness, kindness, understanding, right? I wish the world was perfect. I really do. It isn't. Never will be until we return again. So you know what? We're working with imperfect people, but we're working with a perfect God, a just God, and a righteous God. This morning, what I want you to do is, I know God can't take all your woundedness away this morning because you're just starting to realize, hey, I am wounded. Or maybe you haven't come to grips with that yet. See, I come to grips with I was wounded in an area and I had to come to grips with that. And when I give it to God and He took it, I feel so much better. So you have to come to grips with the fact that you're wounded, but how people treated you, what they said to you, how they rejected you. But today, I just want our lights to shine. I just want God to touch us in a special way today. And we're going to sing that song. It's called Go Light Your World. It's Carry Your Candle. And as we play that song, I would like for you to come up to the altar. And I would just like you to be asking God, God, please, take the basket off of my light. And let my light so shine before this world. It doesn't matter what the enemy does to me. My light's going to continually shine. My love is going to be shown and manifested. And I'm no longer going to, even if I'm still wounded, I'm no longer going to let my woundedness stop me from working for your kingdom. Amen. You know, we really don't have a bad, if you think about the people who were in the concentration camps. Think about that. I can't get over that young man who was over in China. And was it China? Wherever he's from, and he died, that just tore me up. Can you imagine what that boy must went through, that his mind totally destroyed like that? You know, and we're sitting here acting like we're all that and then some. And we're destroying other children of God, or people that aren't children of God yet, because we're so lofty and high and lifted up. And we think we can't fall. I'm sorry to tell you that. Be careful lest you fall.